Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today. I'm actually on the road or outside the studio. I'm coming via telephone. And I want you to know that this is a day that God has made. And I just want to share a little word with you on today, if you don't mind. I'm talking about who art thou? Do you know who you are? Do you know your DNA? Well, we go into the book of Genesis in the third chapter. We see that there's a conversation that takes place with Sister Eve and the serpent. The serpent comes to Eve and says, is it true that God said that you can eat of all the fruit in the garden? And Eve says, well, we can eat of everything except for that tree that's in the midst, in the middle, the tree of good and evil. And she says, well, because God said that the day we eat of that fruit or touch, we shall die. So the serpent said, well, God knows that the day that you look upon this fruit, if you touch or you eat, you would not die, but you will be like God. And, you know, the conversation goes on for some time, and Eve looks at the fruit, and she grabs it, and she sees that it's desirable to the eye, and she takes a bite into the fruit. And then she gives to her husband that's standing right there. We're talking about Adam. And their eyes are open. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, we ask you right now that you would just have your way. Father, that you would just arise and your enemies be scared as I decrease, you increase, Lord. Lord, that you would speak a word to thy people on today. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Well, beloved, I want to ask you, who are thou? See, because after their eyes were open, they looked upon one another and said, we are naked, and they felt ashamed. And isn't it the same way when you do something, you know that it's wrong, it's bad? If you got a conscience, you're going to feel ashamed about what you did. Well, they go, the Bible declares, and they went and they hid behind the hedges. And God, the Bible says, in the cool of the evening, was walking through the garden and said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, Lord, we're over here. We are naked, so we were afraid, so we hid. And right there is an indication that something was wrong. There was something out of place because, see, at any other given time when Adam and Eve were in the garden and God would communicate and commune with them, this never happened. They were always pleased to see God. They didn't have to hide because they were naked, because they didn't know that they were naked because they were clothed with God's glory. I want you to understand on today that when you're covered under the glory of God, God doesn't see sin. God doesn't see the things that he would see when you're not covered. That's why when Jesus Christ died for us, we were covered under the blood. He sees us as the sacrificial lamb has covered us with his blood. He doesn't see our sinful conditions or what we used to be. The Bible says that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Let's get back to the story, though. So we find out that there's a conversation that's going on between God and Adam. And God says, well, Adam, who told you that you were naked? Did you eat of the fruit of the tree I forbid you? And he said, well, the woman that you gave me gave me the fruit, and I did eat. And then God said to Eve, woman, what have you done? And Eve said, well, the serpent beguiled me, meaning that the serpent, he tricked me, in other words. And he cursed the serpent to be on his belly for the rest of the days of its life, and that it will bruise the heel of man, and man would crush his head. So the Bible declares that Adam would have to work the ground and till and sweat, and that woman, amen, would have a desire for her husband, and that in childbearing that she would suffer much pain. So I want to submit to you on today that there must have been a situation that caused, amen, God, amen, to realize and to begin with what had happened. See, the thing was, God knew what Adam and Eve were. He wasn't saying, like, I don't see you in the garden. Where are you? What he was saying is that, where are thou, my glory? The glory that covered you, my son, where is it? It's no longer there. In other words, the spiritual biblical cord had been cut. Amen. And he allowed sin come in. And the Bible said that as he was speaking to, amen, God was speaking. He said, I believe that was probably the angel of Jesus he was talking to, praise God. But he said that if he was to eat of the tree of life, they would live forever. So he put a cherubim in front of that tree of life with a flaming sword, amen, that no one would be able to go to that tree and eat of it, thereof. And he cast Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, amen. And I want to let you know on today that God is asking many of you, where are thou? Where are you in your spiritual walk? Where are you in your spiritual life? Are you still connected to me? Amen. I have came and I have sent my son to die for your sins that you may live again. So where art thou? Where are you at this time and this season in your life? Are you still out there doing all the things you want to do? Amen. Are you still out there not realizing the time, the time? You see, you know, we have seasons. We have, you know, we have fall, we have winter, we have spring, and then we have summer. We have four seasons where we live up here. There's a season for everything. But God said there's a season that you are about to experience, and some folks in this season might not make it to see another season. God said, where art thou? So he wants to know on today, if you hear my voice, amen, that I'm calling you back to me. I'm calling you back to me in order for God to be a blessing to you, and for order for God, amen, to keep you from all danger and harm, he has to be able, first of all, amen, to recognize you as his son. And, you know, one thing is that God said that many are called, few are chosen. The Bible declares that God had chosen us before the foundation. In other words, he has chosen many to be the heirs, the brothers and sisters of Christ, amen, before we was even thought of, before we was even in existence. But the Bible also says that many are called, but few are chosen. There's a call going on. There's many that need to hear this call and respond to it. God is saying that I stand at the door. See, Jesus, I call God Jesus, because they're all one, amen. But I want you to know that, but Jesus does stand at the door of your heart, amen, and he's knocking. He's knocking. He's saying, if you will open up and let me in, I will be your Lord. I'll be your God. I will sup with you. You know, you won't have to suffer no more. Now, people say, I'm going to get in trouble for that one, huh? What you mean, man? I'm a Christian. I've been suffering. I'm not talking about that type of suffering, because we do have to suffer sometimes because of the walk that we have, the walk that we have with Christ, amen. There's some suffering involved in it sometime, amen. But I want you to understand that that suffering only endures for a night, but in the morning comes joy. But I'm talking about this is suffering that happens no longer when we go into eternity with God, amen. And I want you to know right now that all we have to do is just repent. Repent of our sins, amen. And we repent of the things we have done. If we will turn back to God, amen, Christ, I will be your God. If you will just allow me, amen, to be, amen, in your life, if you will turn from the evil things you've been doing, praise God. I want you to understand, beloved, that God is saying to many of you on today that this is your season for blessing. This is your season for opportunity. This is your season for grace, amen, the grace that God gives to you. Now, I want you to know something right now. God is saying, where art thou? What is your relationship with me? Amen. Here's another thing I want to share with you, too, before I get off the phone, praise God. God wants to know, amen, many of you that are out there listening to me, amen, there was something that Adam and Eve did. They became disobedient, amen, to God's word. And see, one thing the devil will do, he will try to question you and get you to a place where he can get you to doubt God's word. Why? Because even when Jesus was out there in the wilderness after he had fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, what happened? Well, the Bible says that the devil came immediately to tempt him. Amen. And while he was tempting him, amen, God said to the devil, Jesus said to the devil, when the devil said to Jesus, well, if you be the Son of God, amen, turn these stones into bread. Amen. And then Jesus, what did Jesus say? He said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what are we saying? I'm saying to you, you got to speak the word of God. And the Bible says that then Satan took Jesus to one of the highest peaks of this place, of the mountain, and said, well, just jump off. Because it's written that the angels will catch you, so you will not dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said, it is written that thou should not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. So then the devil took him up to the highest part of this mountain so he could see the whole world in a glimpse. And said, this kingdom has been given unto me, and if you will bow to me, I will give it to you. And isn't there something about the devil, amen, Sister Dawson, isn't there something about the enemy sometimes where it happened is this here? He will try to tell you, praise God, that what belongs to you already, he's trying to give it back to you. That's like me trying to give you back your car. It's like me trying to give you back your house. That's your house. You own it. And I'm going to say, if you will bow down to me, I'm going to give you back your possessions. In other words, what the devil was saying, I'm going to give you back what belongs to you. See, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God. But the devil has been given power just to rule temporarily on earth. Amen. So Jesus said, it is written that thou shalt only serve the Lord thy God, and no other God should thou serve. And then he rebuked the devil. He said, get behind. He said, and what happened? The devil left for a season. So that, what does that mean? That means that the devil, amen, will come to torment you. He'll come to test you. He'll come to question you. And after you resist, the Bible says, if you resist the devil, he shall flee. So he will flee, but he will come back another time to try you out. So I want you to understand on today, beloved, God wants to know, where art thou? Are you willing to stand for Jesus? Are you willing to make a sacrifice? Are you willing to serve God on this day? If that's you out there, maybe you're the prodigal son. Maybe you're a prodigal daughter. Maybe you're in a backslid condition. Maybe you said, man of God, I hear this word, and I want to be one of God's chosen. The Bible says that if we lift up God, he will draw all men unto him. So if we lift up God today, I'm hoping and praying that there's someone listening to me under my voice on today that says, you know something? I hear the voice, I hear the word, and I want to be a part. I want to repent. I'm tired of this lifestyle. Praise God. Well, guess what? If that's you out there, I want you to pray this prayer with me on today. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. This day, I believe that you are the Son of God that died for my sins and was resurrected on the third day. And you sit on the right-hand side of the Father. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my life, come into my heart. This day, Father, I receive you as my personal Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, beloved, if you said that prayer of me, I want to let you know that God heard you. Amen. And the angels, they're rejoicing over your soul, over one soul. The Bible says over one soul that comes back to God, the angels celebrate in heaven. And I would like to send you some information. If you would just write down my email address, that's right. I'm going to give you the short version, but it's info, I-N-F-O, info at citywidecog.org. Info at citywidecog.org. Or you can reach me at the word for today at thewordfortoday.org. That's right. www.thewordfortoday.org. And you can contact us, amen, if you love donations at www.citywidecog.org. Amen. And I want you to understand this too, beloved. Join me on tomorrow. I got a dynamic woman of God that's going to be on. She's from Yonkers, New York. Oh, my goodness. To my pastor, Tanya Gilliam. Y'all better get yourself, get ready, get ready, get ready. As Jakes used to say, let me tell you something. I thank God for each and every one of you that have been listening. Don't forget to join me on tomorrow night. Thursday night at 11 p.m. for the Prayer Warriors International Ministry. That number is 712-775-7035, 712-775-7035. And when you dial that number, it's going to prompt you to put in the code. That code is 706-559-POUND. 706-559-POUND. Beloved, I thank God for you on today. This is a short message, a short day. Amen. I want to thank God for Citywide Church of God, for Brother Isaac, for Sister Quita Dorsey, First Lady Venice Thompson, to all my supporters, Colette, Sister Colette. Amen. Pastor Janelle Bird. Amen. I want to thank God for Taffy. I want to thank God for Sister Frenzy. I want to thank God for everybody. Lottie Dottie. Amen. We got so many people. I run out of time. But I want to thank God for all of y'all. And don't forget, June 20th, that's right, please mark this on your calendar, Saturday, June the 20th, amen, at 1 p.m. the 7th, we have a community gospel concert. That's right, I'm talking about outside the four walls, taking the gospel to the streets. We have singers. I'm trying to get my friend, come on down, Pastor Tammy Caesar, amen, and so many other folks are going to be there. You need to come on out. Free hot dogs, soda, stuff for the children. We're going to have a marvelous time. I might even get my sister Darcy to come up there and bust out an A and B song. I tell you, praise God. Anyway, just joking around, having fun. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Until we meet again, this is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson.